If your vibe is the earlier the better, Lowe's early Black Friday deals are a no-brainer. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members get free delivery, haul-away, basic installation, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 11/4. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. LG member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it.
No, no, I got it.
Seriously, I insist.
I insisted first.
Oh, don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
No!
The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
Better late than never, you know. Stevie P, we're here. It's Monday night. What could we possibly be talking about today? I don't know. Some sort of Champions League final that happened on Saturday. We're going to take you to your favorite time of the year. A bit of Mercato Madness. Who's in? Who's out? Our thoughts about who's official, Allegri, what's going on in the rest of Serie A, and some news bits. We'll call this a Milan Weekly Podcast quickie. Stevie P, siamo pronti?
Yes, sir. Let's go.
Cari amici sportivi, welcome to another edition of the Milan Weekly Podcast. Here we talk everything Milan. Stevie P, Vinny T here. No calcio, but here. We are here every Monday. Stevie P, It's been a hell of a week, a little bit of a weekend as well. But, you know, before we go through some headlines, the game on Saturday, Steve, I wanted to take the time to say veramente and to Presidente chapeau. Guys, if you didn't have a chance, please, highest viewed video, I think, in the history of MWP, your interview with Enrico Silvestrini on Thursday, chapeau. Really, like, I enjoyed the conversation so much between the both of you guys. Please do yourself a favor. Go watch. And what I liked about him, Steve, is that how many times did you say, like, you know, I've listened to your opinions. I respect some of them I don't agree with. But every single time he brought this, you know, negative thinking about Milanismo and that, he brought his arguments to you and why he thinks this way. Very thought out, very, very smart, and honestly, an hour that just probably flew by for you.
Yeah, it could have lasted 14 hours easily. I said it on the show. It was an old-fashioned conversation. That's what I think content on social media needs. It needs guys like Enrico to bring his views. It needs people like us to bring our views and to have a conversation about what we agree and disagree about. And, you know, maybe you learn something from it. And I learned a ton of stuff from him. So I wish there would be more content like that. But no, we have people screaming. We have iShowSpeed who gets to go to every fucking possible soccer event just because he has followers, and you know, and the actual people who love the content, who love the teams, they're stuck at home. So that's the unfair business of being in this doggy dog world, which is content creation. Another thing too is he brings a really good and valid points, which are educated, and he's probably one of the only Italians who speaks English very well.
Very well. And guys, yeah, do yourself a favor. Thank you, Lipa and Vinny, for the compliments there. I wonder what he would do with a positive guy like me. Thank you for the shout out saying that my glass is always half full. Thanks, DVP. Steve, I don't know where you stand on this one. You know, I've always been the kind of guy that said, you know, at the times that we were on top at Inter, we're at the bottom. I always said I'm in no position. There will be no position to make fun of us because we're on top of them. Look, it's not like I walked into the bar this morning and Signor Saveri was there and he's like, "Ma tu hai visto? Did you see? Inter, not only did we lose in the worst fashion," he goes, "abbiamo fatto 48 milioni di italiani contenti." He goes, these are records from..." Deep down inside, obviously, like, you know, I didn't want them to win. But Steve, even President mentioning, like, you know, the worst performance in a final ever major in every major competition combined, would it be World Cup, Champions League, EPL, Champions League, Europa League. Articles coming out, si vuole la rivoluzione, and that's the argument I was having this morning. But before we get into that, Steve, even to see Nima this morning, I saw a couple of clips of him, like, they just didn't show up, and they were pointing the finger a lot at Barella. But who's to blame on this one, Steve?
I think it's a compilation of problems that, you know, Italian soccer has, the teams that we have in Italy have. We just don't have the depth. And, you know, I think today I saw something that, you know, on average, since Barella joined Inter, has played per year 59 games.
59 games.
That's just way too much soccer. It's ludicrous. So I'm not going to be here, even though I stood by a full calendar fucking year of this jerk, Lord Figo, coming in. And I waited for this day. The shit tripleta is complete, Lord Figo. All your stupid comments. And again, I love the conversation. I love. But when you attack people physically, mentally, and I have to, and you know, do I see them? Absolutely. And I shut my mouth. And you know, Vinny, you know me. It's hard for me to shut my mouth. But today, Lord Figo, we celebrate on you, my friend. You. You're the Scaramanzia of Inter. You're the Inter, the Interista that comes on, barks, but has absolutely no bite because you're never going to show up here again. And you're going to listen to this podcast and you're going to wait till the new season starts to come in and talk stupidity. And I bet you that for as long as I'm here on Milan Weekly Podcast, not one of your comments will be shown unless your super chat, which are open, are $10 and up. $10 and up, Lord Figo. $10 and up for Lord Figo.
Thank you for Vinny Mancini sending me this five time. What
no,
a picture.
No,
thank you.
Because you know, Vinny, we didn't say anything and we always said, you know, and I love that. I love the band. But don't tell me I'm tired. Don't tell me I look stressed. Don't tell me it sounds like I'm going to have a heart attack. I remember them all, Lord Figo, all of them. Cinque peri avete pigliato, Lord Figo. Cinque. Cinque. We have almost as many Champions Leagues as goals that you guys took. You shat the fucking bed the whole year. Matarazzi, Scaroniata, Inter completely. It's the curse of Matarazzi. You fucked up the Scudetto. You fucked up Coppa Italia. And you fucked up the Champions League. You fucked up the Champions League. The happiest guy on PSG is Donnarumma because all Milanista love him again.
You know what? No, I'm going to... I still have my feelings about Donnarumma. Am I happy for him? Obviously, he won the Champions League and he won it against Inter. But Steve, I remember saying it even before that the draws were done in Champions League. This is PSG's year. For how many years spending money? For once, they don't have any, you know, big heads and big egos and... My God, did they run around that? And they were talking about, like, you know, the age of Interisti and this overhauling that they need. But kudos to PSG, fully merited. I think it's more the shock of putting 7 past Barcelona and then coming up with Cinque Pere, as you said, in a final like this and just not showing up.
Yeah. And again, the other part of it, and again, to be completely transparent to everybody, PSG spend money. They spend money that we can't. So this is what happens when you're able to spend and you're in these competitions and Inter's not able to spend. And again, still did a great job, still was competitive, but you come out of a year like this where absolutely nothing, you won nothing. It's a failure. For Interisti, it's a failure.
I like what Josh is saying. It's like, it is a bad look for Serie A. In the end, we could discuss about the course to the finals, but nobody remembers the course. People remember the finals. Steve, Presidente wanted us to know, you prefer finishing eighth or losing a final like that? It's a hard one.
It's a hard question to ask. I don't think
we've gone through a final like that, right? A similar to like, you know, going up 3-0 and coming back losing the game.
Well, I think that's worse. That's worse than losing 5-0. To be honest, that's worse than losing 5-0 because you have it. That's why I say we have 7.5 Champions Leagues. But honestly, again, you know, socially occupied in the comments is saying 8th. I get it, but you gotta to win a final, you gotta be in the final. I'd rather be in the final.
Since we've spoken, the official news of Tari had come out, and within a couple of days, Allegri announced as the coach, $5 million a year. Seems to be possibly a second choice. Your thoughts, Steve? Allegri being named our official coach, 2 years option on a third one. $5 million, I think that's what these coaches go for. What is Conte getting? $8 to $9 million?
Again, he has no Champions League bonus, so he makes the Champions League. It's like we're still paying him $5 million. There's no bonus there. Again, I don't know what choice it is. I'm happy that I'm happy before and after speaking to Enrico that, you know, they hired a direttore sportivo. They hired a coach. It seems like they're going to have some sort of say in this mercato. But I'm still not convinced that they have a project. And that's the thing that scares me. That's the thing that worries me about this Milan. They will have a lot of time to think between games because we will be playing once a week. So, unfortunately, I'm not an Allegri fan. I've said it from the beginning. I'm not an Allegri fan, but results are what counts. I will back him. I will back him till I possibly can, because I am a Milan fan first and foremost. So, but I am interested in Tare, though. I'm interested in what he can do with, let's say, quote unquote, normal owners, which, again, I'm not even 100% sure they are normal anymore, but just to see what we can do.
Obviously, letting go of Conceição. Thank you for picking up so much crap for the 6 months it was there. Steve, when is his tell-all comes out? Do you think he's ever going to talk? Do you think Conceição is that kind of guy? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. I think he just bad place, bad time, not a good project, not a good look. I think he took the job hoping that it would be much better. And again, it started much better than I even thought he would have thought it started. But again, I think being a coach is unfair. You're judged in a vacuum of what's happening at that moment. And nothing at Milan was happening in any positive direction when he came in, except for winning that Super Cup. And after that, we noticed how, you know, mentally fragile this team is. And it continues for the rest of the year, and he pays the price for it, right? So now with a coach like Allegri, the difference between Fonseca is Allegri is someone who's been in this league for quite some time, proven winner with both Milan and Juve. So I say, look, guys, I want the 20th star. If it's going to be him that's going to bring it, then we have 37 1-0 wins, I will take them.
Seems that, Steve, 4 or 5 days ago, it was a done deal. He was on a plane. The Reindeers was going to Manchester City for around $75 million. I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but, you know, do you believe any of this? Do you think the number is right? Do you think Allegri has the weight of a coach to say, no, this one, unless you're selling him for $100 million, he's staying, he's part of... Like the way we're hearing that Leao is a key part of his squad. What's your take on this Reindeer $75 million?
I don't like it. I don't like it because I know that Milan will probably have to accept something like 75. I think that if this player continues to grow and continues to achieve his potential, that number gets into the three digits at the $100 million mark. And that's where these types of players, you either have a project and you're able to keep them and move forward, or you sell them and use them to retool your team. Now with Tare there, I'm not saying I'm completely 100% convinced that they will be able to retool the team if they sell him, but he was a major factor of any positive that this Milan had last year. And I don't know if they will have the support to use that money wisely and not take the Enrico avenue of, you know, they don't really care about Milan and they just care about being in the black, and we're okay with finishing eighth, or we're okay with finishing fourth, because I'm not okay with finishing fourth.
Do you think if we do end up selling him for a high number, so the thoughts of possibly Ricci coming in to replace, and all of a sudden, do you think this is Milan typical or Italian transfers, that all of a sudden Ricci is going to be worth 45 million? What do you think of those rumors that if they did...
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it.
No, I got it.
Seriously, I insist.
I insisted first.
Oh, don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No!
The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
Go get somebody like that. And is 30 too much for a guy playing at Torino?
No, I don't think it's too much. I think it's a decent number. He's Italian. He's young. He plays in the national team. I think he intertwines with the Barellas, the Fratesis. Is he Tijani Reindeers? I don't think so. But Torino's a very strange team. Always been very defensive. I'm curious to see what Ricci would do in a team like Milan, just because he's done some good things at Torino with a team that doesn't really have too much offensive firepower, right? So if Ricci could come and Max Allegri lines him up in a role that's beneficial to him and his growth, I'm all for it. I like the player. I've taken him in Fantacalcios because he's just very consistent and always plays. Not someone who scores a lot. But those are a lot of goals. Tijani Reindeer's goals this season are a lot of goals to make up. And if we think as Milan fans that Ricci will come in and do exactly what Reindeer's did, we're lining ourselves up for disappointment. There are different players, and it's gonna be Ricci and someone else. They have to find someone else.
So all depending if it does happen, how are you going to spend that money? More and more rumors are coming out about this Al Hilal, Theo Hernandez, saying that he needs, some articles say, oh, he needs a change of scenery, he's interested in the salary. Then somebody comes out, oh, he's not convinced yet. You know, people, I saw a couple of our chats, oh, what a fall from grace at 35 million, guys. But then again, it is 1 year left on this contract, right? So I think that goes according to it. Why is it, Steve, that a year ago, 16 months ago, we would have said no fucking way, 60, 70, and now it just looks like, yeah, okay, if he wants to go, he can go. Which was probably considered one of the best, you know, left backs in the world a couple of years ago, top 10 for sure. But I don't know, how do you explain this?
I don't know how to explain it. What I would say is, as a fan, I would say that we needed leaders this year. He was supposed to be a leader, and he failed on that aspect. He did not show up. He did not have the season that we thought he would have, or like past seasons. And because he didn't lead this young team to some sort of success, at least Champions League football, at least some sort of, you know, some sort of victory, like at least passing Feyenoord in the Champions League, at least Coppa Italia, something. He was just, you know, typical Theo Hernandez, the water break bullshit thing stuck with him the whole year. All these rumors of extracurricular activities outside of the field stuck with him the whole year. And I don't think he was a Fonseca guy. He is not someone who fits very nicely in like defensive-minded systems. I'm curious to see if he stays, how he coexists with Allegri. If Allegri just converts him into a left winger and finds some other position for Leão. But now is the time where you have to make this decision. Has he overstayed his welcome and we need him to leave? Again, I'm a Theo Hernandez fan. I think he's dynamic when he's engaged and ready to play football. When he's worried about dyeing his hair and what new tattoo he or his wife got, that's when his game declines and that's when we have a problem.
If rumors are true that, you know, Mike looks to be signing a 5-year contract, Magic Mike, Pulisic is now a bit more confident in renegotiating a contract. Do you think that if these two guys, which unfortunately, Steve, even just after what, 3-4 years, we got to call them pillars, do you think it's a good sign for the rest of the team? It's like, no, it's okay. Like, look at these two guys we've signed. And I think even the timing of Direttore Sportivo, coach, within the last couple of, you know, in the span of 4 days. But what kind of message do you think that could show to the players that, you know, might want to leave or might want to have no Cucciano Malo di Pancia, especially guys like Mike and Pulley?
If Mike Maignan and Pulisic do stay, it says a lot. It says a lot. Well, Mike Maignan, Pulisic, and Leão. If those three stay, it's you know, it says a lot. If everybody stays, it also says a lot. But it also says, like, how is Allegri going to coexist with these guys? I don't think he has a problem with Mike. I think Mike is the captain of this team. You know how I feel about goaltenders being captains, but he has to be the captain of this team. With Leão, you know, we just finished talking all year about, you know, he has to get his head in the game. And today he comes out with another famous TikTok, which is, you know, fashionista stuff. That's not for me. I'm getting tired of it. You know, we've had such a rough season. Milan finished eighth. It's like, do you need this? Like, whoever your publicist is, like, this is not the look that Milan fans want from a potential captain or a star. I don't know. I'm really dumbfounded with this year. It really, like I said last week, I'm angry at myself because I got my emotions all entangled and thought that they would do better than they would without realizing that we were just not that good.
When Allegri takes off his jacket the first time, who is his frustrations out to be? To Leão? To
Theo Hernandez, guaranteed. Theo Hernandez, guaranteed.
Well, you guys bookmark this one for sure. If he stays. Let's go very quickly, Steve, around Serie A today. Did you see that picture? It looks like he was even smoking a cigarette. Lazio get back Sarri. I think it's a good move for Lazio. Sarri has been coached for a year, but a merry-go-round of coaching, and we're going to get through this, but I think a good move for Lazio, Steve. Because they had the goods throughout the three quarters of the season. All of a sudden, then the last was like, they completely fell apart, especially on the last day. But Sarri back at Lazio.
Very strange. I don't even remember if I've ever, you know, besides Zeman, I don't know if it's Zeman or Svorngård Eriksson. I don't remember if anybody ever went back to Lazio. Like, once they were fired from Lazio, they just didn't want to go back. Sarri's so crazy and so starved to coach again that he went back to Lazio. Good on him. I like Sarri. I find that he plays an entertaining brand of soccer. I do think that he overuses his Rosa, but maybe he's learned. Maybe he's learned, and maybe he brings Lazio to some sort of consistency, but I doubt it.
What does Juve do now, Steve? Because Conte has decided to stay with Napoli un altro anno. Gasperini looks to be going to Roma. I know Fiorentina, what's his name? He quit.
Paladino.
Paladino quit. What is Juve going to do, Steve? They ain't going with Tudor next year.
I think they might not have a choice. They're with playing Gasperini? In the summer, remember.
Would Gasperini ever go to Juve?
Well, right now, Juve is kind of in the similar spot as Milan. They have no direttore sportivo. Because I think...
They just hired one. They hired him, the guy from Toulouse. What's his name?
Oh, he's hired now.
He's officially...
Ricky Massara was up for the job, but he didn't get it.
Damien Comoli, nuovo direttore della Juve. Felice Onorato. Okay.
Another guy who knows nothing about the league, probably.
So, I don't know, like, they don't really have a choice, do they? I don't think Paladino is going to be
No. I think that they stick with, Tudor was brought in with the strict guidelines that he was to bring back the Juventismo in Juve. And I think I don't think that he did that because they finished fourth. Yay, we finished fourth. Love that.
On the last day.
But on the last
by day. A penalty.
But to be very honest, Joe, I don't know who they would look at. You know, maybe it's Mancini, someone that I thought of in the past. I don't know. Adam says Pioli. I don't know if that he, but he's up for grabs as well.
Who knows?
Rumored to go maybe to Atalanta. That would be interesting, actually.
We shall. I don't even Atalanta.
Got to give Justin. Justin knows what's going on. Brocky. He's gonna have a heart attack on that. He's gonna turn purple.
Some other news before we get into our parting shots, Steve. Zaniolo, did you see what he did there? Like, on May 26th, following a Primavera semifinals between Fiorentina and Roma, Nicolo Zaniolo, currently on loan on Fiorentina, allegedly entered Roma's dressing room without authorization. Roma claims that Zaniolo was visibly intoxicated and engaged in provocative behavior, including urinating in the dressing room. He is accused of physically assaulting two Roma youth players, Mattia Almaviva and Marco Litti, and faces a 21-day from shoulder surgery, who was pushed violently and faces a 21-day recovery. Publicly apologized.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it. No, I got it.
Seriously, I insisted first.
Oh, don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No! The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
Is this Balotelli 2.0, this kid?
No, he's scum.
I have to say,
you brought up something very, very important. I saw an interview with Balotelli that really made me think, you know? And it was Balotelli saying, you know, I don't take drugs.
No, I saw that.
I don't gamble. But yet I'm villainized and everybody else gets forgiven. And he's 100% right. If you think about it, he's 100% right.
And
you know, we forget that they're kids, right? And, you know, and Tonali did his thing and Fagioli did his thing and now Zaniolo does his thing. Why do we forgive them so easily and just keep on villainizing and villainize Balotelli for his entire career for things that probably every kid does and every kid with money, you know, would do. But I don't want to compare Zaniolo to Balotelli because I don't think Balotelli would even do that. I think Zaniolo is scum, you know, at a youth game, like intoxicated. Again, I understand that they're kids and, you know, but to do something like that, you have to be really mentally unstable and he needs to be severely punished. The Serie A needs to set an example. They need to set an example with this because this can't continue. The league has already too many black marks. It does not need another one. And, you know, Zaniolo is going to have trouble finding space on any team because he has two fake knees.
After that injury in Roma, and after, move, yeah, just getting rid of him.
And after this, honestly, I wouldn't want a player like that on my team.
You know, you're talking about comparing, like, you know, about the losing an interview. And another one now, Acerbi. Acerbi, no, he's not staying with La Nazionale because he's not wanted. He's not part of the project. Takes it to social media. Buffon, too, had to make his comments. Steve, Jesus Christ, man. If you're getting called up, just go, like, even if you're riding the bench, like, I don't get, why is this? When have you ever heard of a player refusing his call-up?
Well, I think quite a bit of people have probably refused, but it got smoke-screened with he has an injury at El Polpaccio. Everybody's injured at El Polpaccio when they don't want to play in Nacional. But again, this is the whole thing that he didn't call him the first time, but he forgets at Acerbi why they didn't call him the first time. It's because he did something stupid, right? Mm-hmm. So like Acerbi, even you, again, their publicists of these players have to be absolutely insane because people do not forget. I don't know. I didn't forget. We know why he didn't call Acerbi the last time. It was a punishment for what he did during a game, racial abuse on a player.
Like, simple as
we
that.
We have black players on our team that are Italian, and he didn't want that, and he's the coach, and he's allowed to do that. No one said he's not a good player. He had a dumb, and he got punished, and now he's unpunishing him and calling him, and now you're being a baby about it. And you're going on, and you took five Perri from PSG, and you think that this is a way to, you know, make yourself feel better. Well, you're a loser. You're a loser. In my books, you're a loser. Because you play soccer for a living for a shit ton of money. Cassano doesn't say a lot of normal things, but he said it. He said, we don't have a job. We play soccer for fun. And we have the luck of being good at it, and they pay us a lot of money.
It's as simple as that.
Man, so go fucking play your games. I understand. I've also said in the past that they do play too much. And it is too much because, you know, you're going to play in the summer. And I don't know if it does Inter play. Yes, Inter plays in that Club World Cup as well. And I get it. You're going to play a lot. But this is what it is, buddy. Like, you know, at his age, Acerbi doesn't have too many games left in those legs. So I understand that portion of it, but don't refuse your national team. Not in a World Cup year. I'm sorry. That's ultimate career suicide.
Any other Serie A news, Steve, if you want to talk about, but I think this covers
Modric. Luka Modric. That's the fantasy. We're bringing in another Ibra-style type of player. I saw in the comments. I should have started the comment. I didn't. But it's funny. Allegri didn't want a 40-something-year-old, 30-something-year-old Pirlo. Are we going to take a 40-year-old Modric? I hope Allegri learned this lesson from not wanting that 30-year-old or 40-year-old Pirlo. And I
Is
would
really
love
40 to see Modric? It.
He's 40, yeah. He's a 38,
he's 40. 39. Yeah. Guys, 40 years old. Okay, what is he going to play? He's going to play one game out of I don't know.
I think, you know, besides the Johnny Reindeers, I think he would be our second best midfielder right now.
Man, that's saying a lot. Justin's 39.
39 years old. I think if Modric comes to Milan, he is our second best midfielder, and only because he's 39.
What would be your acceptable number for him?
No, it's zero. It's a free transfer.
No. I mean, like, salary.
Oh, I have no idea what these guys make. It has to be less. It has to be less than what he's making now.
Yeah, Pirlo was, I think, 32 maybe at the time.
And that was also a club thing that they didn't want to give three-year contracts to 30-something-year-olds, the stupid whichever fucking HRPR firm they hired that year.
And we did win a Scudetto with him being on the sidelines for 6 months, so the argument could be done on both ways.
We gave Juve 8 in a row. Way to go, Milan.
Steve P, what are you expecting? Let's close off with this one. What are you expecting this week by, let's say, if we do go on next Monday? Will we have anything to talk about by next Monday? Let's go with that.
There will just be tons of rumors. I will not be here next Monday. I can tell you for sure I will not be here next Monday.
I'm not convinced anything is going to happen other than rumors. We shall see. I know we start the Coppa Italia on August 10th. Guys, hit the subscribe notification bell. If some big news comes out, I'm sure we're going to have one of these emergency podcasts. Would it be Coast to Coast, guys? Would it be myself? For me, Patreon. Sorry, completely forgot to post if you guys have any comments. But again, just turn on the notification bell. Stevie P, it is late. We got, we took some things off our chest about Milan. Let's see where this week brings us. And the Mercato Madness, especially in Serie A, and the coaching carousel. Let's see what happens on this week. Sports Media Set is my go-to place. Steve, how about you?
Gazzetta dello Sport. Love the telenovela.
Guys, let us know in the comments, what is your go-to place, Sports Media Set, Gazzetta, maybe somebody on Twitter. On that note, Stevie P, ovunque, è sempre.
Forza Milan!
Ciao, guys.